From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're happy to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Dr. Cairns has been preaching a series of messages on the law of God, and the current message is entitled Loving Ourselves, with a text from Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 through 46. In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns explained that true self-love is not self-centered and self-indulgent, but results from knowing the love of God. The emphasis upon self-esteem in our society tends to produce self-centeredness and self-indulgence, rather than a scriptural self-love. There is a proper sense of self-esteem that results from a true view of the love of God for sinners. As the believer understands the implications of Christ's sacrifice on the cross, he will see that proper care for and attitude toward his body and mind form part of his response to God's love. One who rejects God becomes his own worst enemy. Christians who fail to stay close to God fall into hopelessness. Dr. Cairns provides a scriptural answer to this problem by encouraging God's people to focus upon Christ rather than upon their circumstances or their failures. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 9. The Lord's portion is His people. How are they His? By His own sovereign choice. He chose them and set His love upon them. This He did altogether apart from any goodness in them at the time, or any goodness which He foresaw in them. He had mercy on whom He would have mercy, and ordained a chosen company unto eternal life. Thus, therefore, are they His by His unconstrained election. They are not only His by choice, but by purchase. He has bought and paid for them to the utmost farthing. Hence, about His title there can be no dispute. Not with corruptible things as with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord's portion has been fully redeemed. There is no mortgage on His estate. No suits can be raised by opposing claimants. The price was paid in open court, and the church is the Lord's freehold forever. See the blood mark upon all the chosen, invisible to human eye, but known to Christ, for the Lord knoweth them that are His. He forgetteth none of those whom He has redeemed from among men. He counts the sheep for whom He laid down His life, and remembers well the church for which He gave Himself. They are also His by conquest. What a battle He had in us before we would be won! How long He laid siege to our hearts! How often He sent us terms of capitulation! But we barred our gates and fenced our walls against Him. Do we not remember that glorious hour when He carried our hearts by storm? When He placed His cross against the wall and scaled our ramparts, planting on our strongholds the blood-red flag of His omnipotent mercy? Yes, we are indeed the conquered captives of His omnipotent love. Thus chosen, purchased, and subdued, the rights of our divine possessor are inalienable. We rejoice that we never can be our own, and we desire day by day to do His will and to show forth His glory.
Strong my heart to love.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
It is a joy to know God chose me in Christ before the beginning of time. He predestinated me. I'm not an afterthought with God. I'm not a blip or an accident on the screen of the world's affairs. I am the object of God's eternal love in which He chose me. He predestinated me. He set about me the horizons of His eternal purpose. There's not a demon in hell can change it. What a joy that is. They rejoiced in that. They rejoiced that God the Holy Spirit had regenerated them. They rejoiced that Christ has shed His precious blood for them and that it had been applied to their heart. They rejoiced that God had grace for them and peace even in the midst of such circumstances. I've talked to you tonight already about some circumstances that can break your heart. Some of you know what I'm talking about, and maybe tonight you're walking a deep valley. But I want to tell you, get your eyes beyond the circumstances and see what God says about you in the gospel and rejoice in that. Not only so, but we have a living hope. Notice the word again. We have a living hope. Christ is risen from the dead. And in our risen Christ, verse 3, we have been begotten again to a living hope. We have an incorruptible inheritance. We have something to look forward to. Heaven is reserved for us, verse 4, and we are reserved for heaven, verse 5. Put it all together, and what have you got? You have a salvation that gives you a description of what you are and what you have in Christ. And though the earthly circumstances are bleak, rejoice in the Lord. See what the gospel says about you. Understand this. Because, listen, a thorough grasp of what God says about us in the Christ is the key to a happy and proper regard for ourselves. Time does not permit me to follow this through the Scriptures. I've now actually got to something I like preaching, and I've got to something I could preach on till midnight. And with the slightest encouragement, I would do it. I think of Ephesians 1. Go right down. I've done this many a time. Many a time when circumstances have been bleak. When I've had to question myself in the loneliness before God. Many and many a time when depression would sweep over my soul and my whole life and ministry would be called in question. I would go down that chapter. And I would thank God for every precious thing that God says about me in Christ. Chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Predestinated in God's love in Christ. Adopted in Christ. Redeemed in Christ by His precious blood. Having the Holy Spirit as the guarantee of coming glory. My, these are things that never change. How often I have directed your attention to the central doctrine of the New Testament gospel, which is the doctrine of justification. God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, who knew no righteousness, in order that we should be made the righteousness of God in Him. I love that statement. I love that text in 2 Corinthians 5:21. God says, I have made you, I have constituted you the very righteousness of God in Christ. The world may curse and condemn, Satan may tempt and taunt, but understand what I say about you and rejoice in it. Let me sum it up in the words of John the Apostle in chapter 3 of his first epistle. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. That's the present dignity of God's people. Now are we the sons of God. Here's our future destiny. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Bless God. This is what God says about us. Can we despise one who is so dear to the Lord? Can we despise one who cost the Lord Jesus his own precious blood? Understand this. When you grasp what God says about you in the gospel, then, my friend, you have the key in your hand to having a happy, proper regard for yourself. But we have to admit, there are situations that seem to go from bad to worse. And under the strain of these situations, many people are tempted to lose sight and at least the joy of their standing in Christ. And so the third great truth I would set before you tonight is this. Love for God will enable us to maintain a proper regard for ourselves and not despair, even when our circumstances continue to grow ever bleaker. We have to recognize a problem that many people face. How do you maintain a proper regard for yourself when your health is continually deteriorating, or when your pain is intractable, or when persecution is persistent, or when your problems multiply and there's no way out of them apparent to you in this world? It's a big problem. We have to face the fact that oftentimes it's not God's will to heal the body. Oftentimes it's not God's will to remove the pain. Oftentimes it's not God's will to lift us out of our problems. That's very difficult for any of us to accept. Satan, without mercy, will hit you when you're weakest. And he'll put in his own pernicious lies, and he'll tempt you to imagine that God is against you, and he'll cause you to despair and to regard yourself in a light very different from the gospel's description of you. So how do we as Christians maintain a proper regard for ourselves in such situations? Listen to the answer of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. If I could retranslate those final words, lest ye become weary, being enfeebled in your soul. Do we not know something about that? Some of you live with chronic pain. Some of you don't know what it is to have a day free from agony. You see other people do things, go places, undertake projects that would thrill your heart. But for you, it's forbidden territory. There's many and many a time in the bleakness of a deteriorating situation threatens to unbalance your thinking completely. What do you do? consider Christ. Consider Christ. And as you consider Christ, who endured so much, understand that sometimes it is our sufferings that glorify God and not their removal. Paul could make this statement and give this command in Hebrews 12 because of what he had just said at the end of Hebrews 11. He makes it plain from verse 33 to 38. Notice verse 33 through 35. He says, some saints, through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, and women received their dead, raised to life again. What a chronicle. John, that's the crowd I want to be among. Am I right? That's the crowd you want to be among. When we're in trouble, we pray and we get deliverance. When we're in pain, we pray and the pain is gone. When somebody dies in the family, we pray and God raises them to life. What happened to these people? We all want to be with them. The enemy comes against us, we go out in the name of the Lord and we just put them to flight. It doesn't always happen that way. Read on, verse 35 to 38. Others were tortured. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned and sawn asunder. By the way, that's a very literal description of what happened to them. Sawn asunder, tempted, slain with the sword. They wandered in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Some had these miraculous answers to prayer. Others, it appeared, God didn't hear them. They suffered. Two very, very different results. And yet the thing is this, both companies acted by such great faith that celebrates their faith in Hebrews 11. You would think to hear some preachers today that the second group were in defeat, but they weren't. Both of these peoples loved the Lord. Both were equally good, and both were equally triumphant. Some were triumphant in their deliverance, others were triumphant in their suffering. Some had to learn that they could glorify God more by suffering than being freed from it. And this is the crucial part. Because they loved the Lord more than they loved themselves, they cheerfully accepted His will.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info at faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.